You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdin Batzorek. Shedoris is set to open an emergency building to offer permanent residence to vulnerable women in Montreal. In an effort to reduce the amount of women on the streets, the women's shelter is preparing to open 26-unit apartments. The project is set to launch in 2020. According to the link, Shedoris was able to acquire a new building for the project back in November after retired Montreal businessman Andrew Harper donated $1 million to the organization. In an interview with the link, the director of Shedoris, Marina Boulous-Winton, said, quote, "Women organizations are less supported," end quote. She added, "The city of Montreal has 900 beds for homeless men, compared to the 7,200 for homeless women." Nunavut has recently launched a program that aims to address and prevent sexual abuse of children. According to CBC Indigenous, Our Children, Our Responsibility is a workshop designed by residents and stakeholders in Nunavut to educate adults on what to do if a child discloses sexual abuse, how to recognize the signs, and how to prevent abuse. Participants of the program shared their stories as well as learning new skills on how to tackle sexual abuse. Quote, "When I was growing up, there was no resources, no help, and I kept silent. We have to protect our children," end quote, said Diana Summertook, a participant of the program. Our Children, Our Responsibility is part of Nunavut's National Prevention Strategy Action Plan. It was developed by Embrace Life Council, and it took nearly 3 years to design the workshops. That was the sound of the haka tribute performed by a biker gang in New Zealand. The outpouring support continues as the Muslim community in New Zealand reels from the loss due to a terrorist attack on two mosques. According to CTV News, various groups around New Zealand are paying tribute to the 50 victims of Christchurch by performing the traditional haka dance. One instance is the performance by Black Power, a prominent biker gang in the country. Crowds surrounded the members with candles lit as they mourned the victims from Friday's attack. The haka is a ceremonial dance in the Maori culture, often performed at celebrations, sports events, and occasionally during funerals. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Patronato, you guys up on that yet?
Not up on those.
Patronato's new as well.
I am up on them? Oh, Patronato. Oh, yeah. My bad.
Play the stuff all the time.
All the time, yeah,
Welcome to CJLO 1690. This is Aaliyah Guerra with Concordia Music Zone Out. Who's in the studio with us today?
Also, do I say my name right now?
No, Bradley. You just sit there and look pretty.
Right? So, Bradley Prince is in the house.
What up? And where's my co-host at?
Joseph Romero here.
Frank Evans,
Frank
back again.
Frank is back. He's back. We missed him.
Flash. You know how it be.
Cool. So, we do have a guest in the studio today.
Yes, we do.
And we're going to be playing some of his music.
Yes, we will.
How's everyone doing, though?
We good.
Yeah. You know? Can you get a little bit closer to the mic?
We good. Awesome. Life goes on as ever.
So we got a really great show lined up. We're going to do some chatting, do some listening, some criticizing. We're good at that.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't really have too much to say right now, but anyone want to fill us in? It's getting better.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Don't let that dirty really wind nice. Fool you, though. Yeah.
That wind will knock you right off.
You will catch pneumonia real quick. Zip up your pillow. Cool. So, you know, there's some songs you guys sent me this. I always say this every week, but like, no, really. But I actually had to keep a couple of these songs from my own personal playlist. So, thanks.
For real, thanks.
So, we're gonna live stream on Instagram like we did last week because it wasn't a total failure. So, baby steps, guys. The crowd is they're coming.
Slowly but steady.
But yeah, so we're gonna live stream. So yeah, make sure you're following AaliyahG420 on Instagram. And I guess we should probably like tap into this Facebook thing, Concordia Music Zone Out, because we got like 200 people just waiting. Yeah. Like, hey, what about us? So yeah, tune in a couple of minutes, and we will be live talking about things and whatnot.
As always.
Before we go straight into the show, I do want to mention I'm having a show. This Saturday, March 23rd.
Yes.
Y'all got your tickets already, right?
Yeah,
you're so excited. Well, you better hurry up and get them because they're running out. Yes, they are.
Can I buy mine directly through you?
Of course. I'm the plug, y'all. Right. Looking right at the plug. No, but yeah, tickets are available online. Go to Aaliyah Guerra Music on social media. You can get them there or call into the radio station. You might win one. You never know. But yeah, also the tickets will be at the door. The location is 8080 Newman in LaSalle. Starts at 7 p.m. Includes Caribbean dinner and the show and some dancing at the end. There will be drinks for those of y'all who like drinks of different sorts, whatever it might be. But yeah, don't forget to get your tickets. I'll be reminding you throughout the show because it is this weekend. So yeah. So for the next song, this is Somewhere in Between by Brandon Cook. Yeah, he's awesome. I don't know why the outro is so long, but
you
anyway.
Know, just gotta let it.
There it is.
Ease it in.
Gotta wait for the great things.
Cracked the code and solved the riddle, trying to find the real me. Somehow I knew I could beat it. I knew I had the antidote. My friends, they wouldn't listen. Though I wanna show them you can pave the way and you can make it. Just promise don't look back no more. I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm somewhere in between. I start to disassemble these walls around me. Somewhere there lies the real me. Yeah, it's kinda hard to place it. Somewhere in between, somewhere, 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 somewhere. Somewhere.
pepper fire down in a soul child. Spanish coffee and French cigarettes. Walking down the boulevard together, that's as good as it gets. Shining, chilly, yeah, yeah. California, my friend said, stop, you're gonna have to pay the price. Chocolate and chili, what a dangerous combination. But I didn't take their advice, I didn't think twice.
Turn this shit.
decision button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO, 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Bueno, bueno, bueno. Están escuchando la radio de Concordia, CJLO, así que no se me vayan.
Productions Midefic presents the 13th edition of the City d'Or de la Musique du Monde. The one and only City d'Or Musical Honors invites you to discover 36 of the best world music groups throughout this unique showcase. Come and vote for your favorite artists and enjoy free concerts every Tuesday and Wednesdays at Club Balatu until April 18th. The City d'Or, the People's Choice Award that brings the world together. For more information, visit www.cityd'Or.com.
Push that.
Going live. Hello.
What up?
We're back.
We are back to some degree. Yeah, so Bradley.
Yes.
Tell me what you've been up to.
What have I been up to? Well, I'm currently in the middle of finishing up my EP, untitled yet. Okay, so no title to give, but it's a hard but very beautiful work in progress.
Nice.
Because every song that I do, I'm like, I want this on my EP, but then I'm just like, I can't put everything
right,
EP because then
could be an album.
Well, it's like it's gonna be an album, but not. Only that, it's like, I think it's going to confuse people.
Right, it's like no cohesion with tracks.
Exactly, as to what I can actually
that
do.
That becomes a mixtape at that point.
Right, exactly, becomes a mixtape. Because the thing is, I'm diverse in musical genres that I can actually sing on and produce. But then, for the listener, you know what I mean? I've experienced it recently from the first song that I made somebody hear to the second song that I made somebody hear, that same person, and they said that they preferred the first one only because they were used to that that style from me. So then when I came with a second song that was in a different like cadence, slower, that kind of stuff, they were like, they liked it, but they were still like, it doesn't come get me like the first one, because the first one was much more up tempo,
right?
Basically. So it's, I'm just trying to figure out a good balance to not confuse the listener.
Well, I think the best way to do that is, as you said, the EP, because it kind of gives you some context. You can have a little variety of things all within the Bradley umbrella. So,
exactly.
Because I honestly had the same problem too, because I listened to so many, like, yo, I used to listen to punk rock. I used to listen to, like, listen, I did a little Slayer back in high school.
Yeah, I feel you.
But like, you never think, okay, well, she likes jazz and she likes soul and R&B and neo soul.
Right.
And, you know, pop music here and there. So it's just like being an artist really consists of you on this continuous journey of listening to new music and discovering new things. So I wouldn't say that's a bad thing to have different, you know, styles.
No, I don't look at it as a bad thing either. At first, I really just wanted to put so many different styles on whatever it was that I was going to be releasing, just to show that I can do all of these different ranges of music. But the more that I go along, the more that I realize that from a consumer point of view, it could actually just throw people off. Where, as if, like, instead of, you could have people maybe liking just one or two songs off of your album, but that's just because of the genre that those songs are in. Because a lot of people right now, they're split across the board when it comes to music.
Facts.
Right?
And yo, people just be like, oh, this is a hype song, and they don't even go click the album link.
Exactly.
That's the song and that's it. But it's like there's always more to that.
There's always more. But I think that's on us as an artist also, to make it where, like, we'll do something, if we do something good enough, that you're gonna want more.
Right.
That you're gonna wanna go and find more from.
And that's
me.
Where quality over quantity comes from. So even though you have like all these songs, you're like, oh my gosh, this needs to be on, this is gonna be on Yum. That's a bop. You know what I mean? Like, that happens all the time, but it's just it just shows that you're doing the right steps as an artist, because it's like, make all the songs and then the album, you just pick and choose at that point, and you will have more than enough for the next album, or you'll be making more for the next album.
Exactly. So that's what I keep telling myself. Even when I hear songs that I've done 2 years ago, two, 3 years ago, I listened back to them and I'm just like, maybe I was ahead of my time. Like, maybe I was ahead of what I was trying to do.
Experimental stuff?
Exactly, because the song itself is not even out yet. But then when I listen back to it, I'm like, oh, I can still release this now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be good.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. And honestly, that happened to me so many times. I'm going to play some stuff, too. But I want to go jump right into it. This is actually the first song I heard from you.
Oh, yeah. Fill Your Cup.
That's, hey. That's my jam, though. I'm not even going to lie. A lot of people,
that's their jam. Yeah. Trust me.
So we're going to look at the, you know, the
comparison.
The contrast.
We're going to check it out.
It's a musical journey.
It is.
Yeah, we got a lot of tracks for this show, huh?
We actually have a little less because little we, less? You know how we talk.
Oh.
We are always talking. And shout out to She Honey Dip. Thanks for the follow. She's dope. She always goes to cool concerts. She's cool to follow on Instagram. Let's go follow her.
Hey, Shay. Hey.
Shout out to Jude. Hey. Jude was here last week. What up, girl? Hey, Jude. And who's that? Oh, that's Pokemon. It.
It's okay. Hey, we
got two people now.
I'm ahead of myself.
We'll get there.
Cool. So this is Fill Your Cup by Bradley Prince.
Hey.
Sent, it was you, right? Okay, you, Joseph.
Why don't one and only?
Yeah, it was Joseph. Tell me about this song real quick.
Hi, it's Casio by Jungle, a English neo soul. Yep, from UK, repping a neo soul / funk band. He played, I think, yeah, he just played like yesterday at Corona Theater.
Corona Theater.
Yeah,
he was here. Hold on. Let me pause this right quick. He was here.
Yeah, they were there, yeah.
And you didn't tell me.
I just realized it. Like,
it's Joseph, not, you're sorry, fired. Man. Hang up the headphones, man. That's a wrap. No. Why? Why? You guys didn't say nothing.
I've seen him like 4 times already.
Okay, Mr. UK. Right. Mr. UK with your privilege because all the cool artists is up in the UK. Cool. Anyway, yeah. I have to restart this song because it's a cool joint. But still, he was here. It's a group, sorry?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, there's 8 of them. They started off anonymous on the internet.
And then
they were like, who are they? And they did this like one big group pick.
It's such a good videos bit. Too, though.
Yeah, their music videos are sick.
Must be an epic dancing group pick now.
Yeah, it's so good. It's just lovely, groovy vibes.
Yeah, I was vibing out on the way here. Ooh. So thanks for the song. I'm going to start it over. So it's called Casio by Jungle.
Yeah, good transition.
Casio.
That's what I was saying, Frank. Like, yeah. I couldn't drop the vibe like that. But it's all
it's too late. We got a chat.
It's all good, though. I'm going to restart the song. It's called Casio by Jungle. Check it out.
Casio, playing on my heart just like a Casio. Breaking it apart so you can let it go. Wait another year, that's not original. I'll send a call, alright, let's go now. Just want the keys back to my vehicle. They just gonna tell you that I wasn't real. And I just wanna tell you this is how I feel. I know you feel, I know you feel it. Just like a Casio, drinking it up so you can let it go. We're dirty, that's not original. Send a call, alright, let's go now.
Before I let this song run, tell me about it.
Oh, wait.
I always forget your mic. So, tell me about this song.
Yeah, this is Slow Down by Mike Ayers, a Canadian singer-songwriter from Toronto.
Ooh, so we thank got some you SoCan. For the CanCon. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, he does like R&B, neo-soul music.
Nice.
He came to like November, like here in Montreal in around November. Mm-hmm. Saw his shows pretty like sick and intimate.
Damn, okay.
And there's like more of a change of pace from like the groovy tracks we had to more Slow Down.
Sensual. I like it.
Yeah.
Cool. So now that you guys keep telling me after the fact, can y'all tell me when the good artist is going to be in town so waiting and waiting and waiting just for the internet and Moonchild to come back? Like, that shit is a once in a lifetime thing. But anyway, it's all good. I'm going to restart the song. It's called Slow Down by Mac Ayers.
Second guess, or maybe my second best. What do I have to do to know that I'm getting through? I don't have much to say, just hoping you'd come my way. What do I have to do to come and get close to you? Baby, I won't slow down and I won't say when. Tell me why I've been coming round again. I'm ready to go again. Baby, I won't slow down and I won't say no. Just one look and I think it's not a show. I think that I already coloring in the grays. I see your every shade. I'm running back around to tell you I hold you down. I could say everything, pulling me by the string. What do I have to do? Tell me what you wanna do. Baby, I won't slow down and I won't say when. Tell me why I've been coming round again. I'm ready to go again. Ready to go. Baby, I won't slow down and I won't say no. Just one look and I think it's time to show.
We're back. Before I play this next song.
Oh, hey, I know this song.
Do you? Yes. I wonder who that could be. How'd that get in there? No. Yeah, so this is 4 a.m. This is the polar opposite we were talking about.
Yes. So basically, it's when you come from my first single, Fill Your Cup, which is more upbeat, funk type of R&B.
Uh-huh.
And then you come to 4 a.m., which is a song that I did. Well, first of all, I do all of my music with my brother. He's mm-hmm. my producer. He produces in all.
Shout out to Steven Edwards.
Exactly. He produces in all genres, basically. He just goes with his vibe and he creates pop, R&B, hip-hop, 90s R&B, trap, all of that. Damn. And so Fill Your Cup basically was a beat that he made, and I was just going through his folder and I heard it and I was like, I'm gonna do something crazy on this. And 4 a.m. is a song that I walked into his room and he was making 4 a.m. and he already had the concept going, like, you know, for the chorus and all that. And I was just like, oh, okay, so, well, I guess I'm jumping on the song. Like, that's what I do often with him and his music. Like, I'm just like, well, if I find out, I'm like, well, let me get in on this because I don't want to be not on it.
Right.
So it's a song. Well, it's featuring, it starts off with my brother on the first verse, mm-hmm. and it goes into me on the second verse. And then we have a Montreal rapper called Fly Doe who finishes out the song as a basically rapping on the Fly third Doe. Verse. Yes, he's part of a group called Black Coke. And they're actually quite known in Montreal and around. So, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So, I have a quick question, though. Was this song made at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Actually, this song was made around 2 p.m. in the evening, right before a family barbecue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, how do you come up with the title, 4 a.m.?
Like I said, it was my brother. He already had the concept, right? Uh-huh. So I don't know what was going through his mind, but when he had the concept itself, that's why I came. When I came and I joined him, I basically fleshed it out at that mm-hmm. point, you understand? So it's like you'll even hear like his chorus and my chorus, they sound a bit different because the words are we changed up the words a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Because his was more his style, mine was more my style,
right?
So that's usually what we do all the time. Like we make songs together, we write them, we produce. Like we basically do everything in house.
The duo,
yeah, that's everything awesome. In house.
The family biz.
Yep,
that's absolutely. Really dope. And honestly, it's like I'm gonna play the song. Don't worry, but it's just like. It's so nice to have your producer on hand just because it's like you never know when creativity calls. And it's like I'd feel bad like if I had a producer be like, yo, I know it's like 6 o'clock in the morning and you're probably just getting to bed now, but like I have this great idea and I'm pretty sure you don't care.
Oftentimes what it is, it's me actually adapting myself to his schedule. Because yeah. before it was really like all the time, more just always doing music. Mm-hmm. So I actually took that for granted. Being like, oh, it's always going to be there. He's always going to be there. Things like that. But then when life starts to change and people start to get really busy,
mm-hmm.
now I start to get trying to get more focused on my music. And then I realize that actually he's not always available as I thought he was.
Yeah.
So I've actually wasted a lot of time myself, you know, on actually creating the music, releasing the music and things like that. Because I had it, how to say, a bit too easy. You know what okay. I mean? Because my producer was right there. So I kind of took it for granted.
Mm.
And now that things have changed, now I'm like, okay, so forget it. I'm not taking anything for granted. Whatever time that we have, we're going to do something in this time because he might have to travel. He might have to do something else. You understand he's not there right. for a few days. So then I'm like, what am I going to do? No music for a few days? You know what I mean?
But you know what? Like on that note, I always tell this to artists that I meet. I encourage every artist, whether you like, you know, you feel like you're going to, you know, pursue being a producer or not,
mm-hmm.
download us like a DAW, some yes. sort of producing software.
Yep.
Because listen, studio time is expensive.
Yep.
Producer's time is expensive.
Yep.
Unless you're making that shmoney like you're some sort of, you know, rock star or some kind of rap star.
Exactly.
Like, yo, you don't have them on call 24/7. So nope. when you have your idea, whether it sounds like trash or not, just go to the computer, learn how to get your ideas onto it. Doesn't need to be mixed, mastered, and, you know,
exactly.
5-star quality. Get your ideas onto a computer. That's literally the only task an artist needs apart from their craft.
Yep.
Learn how to get your ideas onto the software. And then that's where the magic happens after. You yep. know what I mean? Preserve your creativity. That's really, like, you know, it's a gift. Don't let it just slip away. You know?
No, you're absolutely right. The amount of times I've come up with something crazy and I'm like, man, I can't even remember how the flow goes. I can't even remember this. I can't remember that. I just did it off a whim. And then when I try and redo it, I'm like, crap, I forgot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I forgot.
And as great as voice memo is, like, from time to time, if you have an Apple, you know, device, you know how that story goes. You know, when iTunes just deletes all your stuff because you're missing one file.
Yeah. Oh, it actually happened. Funny that you say that. It actually happens to me often on my Galaxy device because I'll download my instrumentals, my songs, and for whatever reason, I go to click on it maybe a week later, file corrupted or file is no longer available. You know? And I'm like, why?
So the cure to that is, once you get like your first draft down, save the file to a zip folder and it literally just takes everything and puts it in there. And then you go about, you know, and send that zip folder to your email or like put it in your your portable hard drive, which is also a paradox because I had a portable hard drive
and it could crash.
And it crashed.
Exactly. But the email is the best way to go because I can go, I've gone back to maybe even 3
years ago. With the trash music, the new music.
I go back 3 years ago in my send folder and I get my music and I just re-download the same beat and I'm just like, thank God it got preserved somewhere.
Sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, I made this crap. Thank God nobody heard this. But listen, among the garbage is where you find some of the gold treasure. And the diamonds, you know? So diamonds in the rough. You got to have some roughness to
No, but never look at it as trash because I'm the same way as you. Like, I'll listen to something old that I did. I'm like, my God, where was I? What was I thinking doing this? But then I'm like, but if I were to do this today.
Just wait.
Extra sauce on there.
I was about to say that. Oh,
exactly.
My gosh.
Yeah, you know because you grow as an artist for over real. Time. You Definitely. Learn things about your voice and about yourself that you didn't know when you were first starting
for
out.
Sure.
And, you know, you want to be able to go back and build upon that. Mm-hmm. Build on your craft. Build on yourself. Because, like I said, you know, we take classes together and they tell us often. It's like, today, record companies, they're not investing in you to make a product. You have to come with your product ready. Your product has to sound already ready.
They're not paying for you to experiment in the studio.
Those days are done and they're long gone.
Exactly.
So you have to have something that they're already able to market or else they see no value in you whatsoever and they won't waste a dollar on you.
True.
So that's why you take your time as an artist now to perfect your craft, perfect your writing, and perfect your sound, how it comes out mixed. You want something that sounds good quality that when you present it, it doesn't, like, people aren't like, ugh.
Yeah,
you know,
I would love for you to just say that again one more time, just the part about perfecting your craft.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You definitely have to take the time to perfect your craft. I know that some people, you want to rush out the gate because you have something, you feel like it sounds good and people are going to like it. Yeah, some people are going to like it, but when you want to reach a more wider audience of people to actually really mess with you and your music, you have to make sure that the quality that you're giving them is up to par because they're drowned with streaming services. They're literally drowned with new music every day, every week. New music is coming out, new artists are coming out, and they're like, they have a choice. It's like a buffet. You know what I mean? If I'm tired of eating this food after 3 days, well, then I can just chop onto another food.
Exactly.
So you have to make sure that you're up to quality enough. So that you stand out, that they're going to want to come back. They're going to want to add your song on their playlist.
And stand out means there might be 35 different varieties of fried chicken, but like, listen, you better have one damn good sauce on it for me to come and choose
my sauce, you know, make you come back.
Exactly. So us and our food analogies, we're so good with this. Speaking of food, I will get back to you guys with the food thing. We do need to take a quick break, but as we take this quick break, we will be jumping right into 4 a.m. by Bradley Prince. So in the meantime, let me just get this ad up and going. There we go.
Bills.
Do you like to talk about current events? Do you like to talk about feminism? Do you like to hear about different ideas? Do you also like jazz music by any chance? Then I think you might like Jazz and Juice. Saturdays at midnight on CJLO, 1690 AM.
What's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you're listening to CJLO, 1690 AM. It's not 1690. I would not be welcome there.
If I die before I wake, I'll be listening to Metal March on CJLO 1690 AM. Tune in to hear around-the-clock metal programming curated by our CJLO DJs all month long. Check us out on Facebook to score a free album every day from our Metal March Bandvent calendar. We'll also be giving away sweet merch, concert tickets, and so much more. Metal up your ass all month long on CJLO 1690.
No, but I don't know why I pay for a full cell phone plan. I don't know why. But anyway.
Me too. I need to.
I'm exposing myself here. Anyway, so we're going to play 4 a.m. as promised by Bradley Prince.
Yes.
Produced by Steven Edwards.
Yes.
And Fly Doe.
Yes.
On the outro.
Yes. Well, they're all part of the song. We're all part of the song.
Hi, right, cool. Let me play the song.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't play. When I call you, babe, I need an answer. Call me. I'm feeling kind of lonely. I need you next to me. When I tell you, come in my direction. Oh, yeah. I got a plan for us, baby. I won't let you leave. Girl, I'm high off, high off your love. Turned out a Tennessee purple blunt. You are everything that I want. You are everything you make it want. Girl, I'm high off, high off your vibe. Girl, your energy gives me life. Baby, girl, your pussy gives me life. At 4 a.m., when I call you, babe, will you be right there when I need you, baby? At 4 a.m., when I call you, baby, will you be right there when I need you, baby? Yeah, five-star chicken, nah, you can't get her. Oh no, better's got a scene in a minute and I got her. Oh yeah, any problems, I'm her answer. Oh yeah, hit her anytime and she become my private dancer. Baby, you're on fire, fire tonight. And baby, got your body looking so tight. You make a nigga wanna commit for life. Just make sure that pussy's mine. Anything you want and you need is yours. Just take it on the bed, on the wall, the floor. And I'ma have you begging, begging for more. You know what I came here for, girl. At 4 a.m. when I leave the club, when I call your phone, cause I need your love. Girl, at 4 a.m. when I leave the club, when I call your phone, cause I need your love.
Yeah, stack it up till a nigga can't fold that. Gucci on my man purse, belt buckle Hermes. She don't gotta know me cause that girl she no bread. One pair from a shoe will cost a whole outfit. Bad bitch alert, only let the money flirt. Fuck buying a drink, I'ma buy a bottle first. Moscato for you and a Henny for me. I give a damn what haters say, it's worth pennies, you see. Let them guys gossip as if she came with me. She got a couple thousand followers but still follow my lead. I'm digging up, I can feel the vibe building up. Go and tell that other lame that it's 5 minutes up. Finning a cut like a big man, I'm sizing you up. And my Uber got a foreign if you too lick it up. So let's roll, I make that blunt big enough. Looking good, smelling good, got the mall sick as fuck. Let's roll.
When I call you, baby, will you be right there when I need you, baby? At 4 a.m. when I call you, baby, will you be right there when I need you, baby? At 4 a.m. when I leave the club, when I call your phone, cause I need your love. Girl, at 4 a.m. when I leave the club, when I call your phone, cause I need your love.
We're back, we're back. So we got about 6 minutes left on air. Yeah, so thanks, Bradley. Can you just plug what you do?
So basically, you can find me on all my social medias under Bradley Prince and Bradley Prince 514 on Instagram. Make sure to also follow the entertainment page, The Real Real Montreal, on Facebook and on Instagram also. We promote local artists in Montreal and Quebec for free.
So you hear that? For free.
Exactly, for free. So if you're a local artist, you have video clips, music that you want to share, that you want to get out there, make sure you send it to our inbox because we're going to upload it for free. And yeah, we're going to get you some more exposure.
Awesome, awesome. And you are aired on what radio station?
Also, yes, you can hear me every Friday morning on the CKUT radio station during the Morning Detour breakfast show every Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. So I do have a Real Real Montreal segment that's on that radio show also, where we showcase local artists every week.
Awesome. Great. And you will be sending us some of this content so we can continue to
spread the word. Of course. I'm all for partnerships. I love it.
Got a network.
Absolutely.
You got swag. Thank you, Larry Castro. You know, I tried. Great. Okay, so what I will do is I'm gonna play my song in the background.
Yeah, let's get some Aaliyah
playing. But just before I do that, I do want to say again, I'm having a show this Saturday, March 23rd, 7 p.m. 8080 Newman at Caribbean Paradise Restaurant. The event is Taste of Paradise to escape the cold. I mean, it's getting better, but we're not quite there yet. You know,
buy your ticket and come support Aaliyah.
Thank you.
She is great.
Thank you, love. And yeah, so dinner's included. So don't be like, oh my gosh, what? No, everything's included. So once you pay for your ticket, everything's included. So no
sweat.
And
you get food? Come on, guys.
Yeah. And it's a full dinner. It's not like a little stingy patty and a drink. No. You're getting the whole real deal, okay?
You will find me there.
So great. So yeah, get your tickets. Aaliyah Guerra Music. You can hit me up on social media. I might be able to drop you off some tickets depending on where you are, or I could put you on the guest list depending on if I like you or not. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Seriously, just hit me up and, you know, I'll figure something out. So get your tickets ASAP because it's this Saturday, 7 p.m. Good. Also, I have some quick news on Tuesday. So tomorrow at 5 p.m., I will be releasing my new song called Out to Cali. And I'm so excited because I worked on it in Toronto a little bit with Peter Catternelli, who worked with like Rick James, Celine Dion, Tina Marie. And, you know, he was my mentor for the day. So he helped me tweak it up a little bit, but I came in there with the song pretty much done. Shout out to Chris Chords, that's Chris with a K, Chords with a Z, from Switzerland, for throwing some keys on there. He's totally bad on the piano, so check him out too. Follow him on Instagram. Yeah, the song's coming out tomorrow, y'all. I'm so excited.
CBC, right?
On CBC, yes. Yeah, but I will also be back here, but on the other side of the table. I will be here for the 12 o'clock show with Gordon Weeks.
Okay.
The Caribbean Callaloo, I think is what it's called. For that radio show. So yeah, it's gonna be a fun day tomorrow. It's gonna be I've been in interviews all week so far. It's radio week. So anyway, yeah, I'm gonna play my song. It's called Someday. It was my first release, so it's gonna be cool. Yeah, you guys excited? Yes. Okay, cool. So thanks so much for tuning in, all my live stream people, everyone listening, people on Facebook, on IG, thank you very much. Out to Cali, coming out tomorrow at 5 p.m. the